This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
I was asked by some media friends of mine. They said, "Kevin, what do you think of John Kerry going over to, pardon me, to Iran and doing what he did?" And I went, "Remind me, who is John Kerry?" Welcome everybody, Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. Now I do that a lot on Twitter when somebody brings up Bill Kristol or some irrelevant, either rhino or politician or pundit or somebody that we're supposed to have respect for, who has long since lost our respect. You ever heard the term, maybe you've used it, certainly in the movies you've seen, "He's dead to me. You're dead to me." I hope you don't do that in your life very often, because you shouldn't have to. You shouldn't have to kill people in your mind like, "You're no longer my blank, you know, you're no longer my son, you're no longer my kid, my friend, whatever." But in the world of politics, people can be dead to you. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. John Kerry, you're dead to me. Hillary Clinton, you're dead to me. Barack Obama, you're dead to me. So this friend of mine says, "Kevin, what do you think about John Kerry doing this in Iran?" And I went, "Who cares?" Well, come on, Kevin, he's a former Secretary of State. He's violating the Hatch Act. He's doing it. Okay, great. Who cares? What do you think John Kerry is going to be able to accomplish with Iran? What do you think? Is he going to puff up the rial that Donald Trump, their currency that Donald Trump has devalued since he's become president? Is he going to ship a boatload of money to Iran like Barack Obama did when he was president? No. Is he going to influence the European Union and say, "Hey, people, you can deal with Iran because Donald Trump is going to be impeached. He's unhinged," or whatever? What do you think the world thinks of John Kerry? Former Secretary of State, disgraced Vietnam vet, disgraced Secretary of State under Barack Obama, disgraced and failed presidential candidate. Look, if you want to hold this guy in esteem, go ahead and John McCain this clown. But I'm not going to. He's nothing.
John Kerry said such and such.
Who cares? I wrote about John Kerry in my second book, Sexy Brilliance, and I told the story of John Kerry parking his boat. I think the boat's name was Esmeralda, not in Massachusetts, but in a neighboring state, so he didn't have to pay taxes on it. And I said, "Boy, talk about understanding, you know, wanting to hide is illegal." That's the John Kerry I know, the guy who doesn't want to pay taxes, the guy who talks his game,
wants to act as if he's very, very stable. "I'm very, you know, I'm a smart person. You should pay attention to me."
I don't have to pay it. Look, I've met these guys. I've met them in business. They come across. I know what's going on. I have the pedigree. They are scared to death. They're scared for their own lives, and they're scared for their jobs. They're scared for everything. They don't know how to run a business any better than anybody else. All they have is the pedigree. And you know what they do? They surround themselves with people like you and me. People that know how to get it done. And then they take the credit. And that's a John Kerry. That's Barack Obama. What's funny is in the case of these people, they don't even know how to get the right people around them. Look at the community of clowns that Barack Obama surrounded himself with, and look at the outcome. And they still call it a success. I want you to evaluate that for just a second. Barack Obama surrounded himself with Hillary Clinton, Secretary of State. Failure. John Kerry, Secretary of State. Failure. Look at every cabinet position this dude had. Look at his national security advisors, his national security staff, and ask yourself, did you feel more secure? ISIS thrived. And if you wanted to be a terrorist, you thrived in the time of Barack Obama. There was no better time in history for you to be a terrorist. ISIS had its own army. It was financed by money left by Barack Obama, with tools left by the American military. And it was running throughout the world including America, threatening everybody. It was the JV team, as Barack Obama put it, and they think he was successful. Now you don't even hear of ISIS because Donald Trump has them so in check. They even came, will you please negotiate with us so we can maybe do? Donald Trump was like, no, I'm just going to continue bombing you. What did he do? The first thing he did when he was president, he bombed the crap out of them somewhere. And then again, and he's continued to. Now he's devaluing the money of the people that are sponsoring them. He's taking away their banking relationships. He's about to, on the 4th, to take away their only source of worldwide income, which is oil. And then he goes after their partners through our trade agreements. This is not rocket science, folks. I hate to tell you, Donald Trump's Wharton education doesn't require that you cut off the head of the snake. Anybody knows it except an idiot like Barack Obama and those in his administration. And John Kerry wants you to believe he's smart. John Kerry is irrelevant. Hillary Clinton is irrelevant. The minute that when I talk about them as jokes. I don't talk about them in serious.
Well, you know, Hillary Clinton's policy came out of.
Said who seriously? Since when? As far as I'm concerned, she's fodder for Bill Maher, who's enough of a joke to begin with. I mean, that's the way I see it, is comedians talking about each other. Bill Maher talks about John, or has John Kerry on. Oh, a couple of clowns are talking with each other. Hillary Clinton's on the news. Oh, wow, CNN's comedy segment is on. Bill Clinton, name me your politician based on their performance from the Obama administration that you should take seriously. You're going to take his economic advisors, his commerce secretary, his transportation secretary, his Department of Defense head, his Department of Homeland Security. Jay Johnson, have you ever looked at this guy's record and the things that he said and done? Name me anything that would make you go, wow,
these people are amazing. We better follow them.
Like I said, put Barack Obama up with any actual policy position, and all you will get are jokes. It's fodder for comedians. Now, they don't use it, but we can't. So when you ask me, Kevin, what do you think about John Kerry going to Iran? What, did they have a comedy show? What? I didn't even know he spoke Farsi. Good for him.
Kevin, he only met.
Oh, he did a private event for the mullahs, for the Khomeinis? I never considered him that funny, but hey, if they're willing to pay him to come over and do what he does, congratulations to them. I don't think John's going to be doing any stand-up in America for anytime soon. I don't think people would pay to see John Kerry's brand of comedy, but who knows? Maybe there is a world audience for it. There certainly has been one for Barack Obama's and Hillary Clinton's and Bill Clinton's and others, so why shouldn't he get in on that act? That's what Kevin Jackson thinks. Short break, folks. We got a lot to talk about today. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed. And they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs. And it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover guitar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in this free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call them toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
This anonymous op-ed to know what is happening. But what it does is it confirms with great clarity, coupled with Bob Woodward's book, and together you have the picture of an administration that is chaotic, out of control, not qualified, and a president who is clearly not qualified to do this job.
I tell you all the time, folks, the Democrats, the progressives, whatever, they tell you who they are when they accuse other people. They tell you their insecurities. They tell you all these things. You're not that way. If you're, what was I? Somebody, we were talking the other day, a group of conservatives, and somebody was like, oh, man, I can't do that. And I remember thinking to myself, see, you know when you're with conservatives, they tell you, oh, man, I can't. There's no way I can fix that. I can't do that. You know, they don't have any, there's no pride in going, oh, I can do anything. You tell me what's going on. You know, you make up you say, I've been here. Oh, I've been over here. And that's what leftists do. They got to one-up you. They got to feel better than you because they want to help you. The only way they can help you is if they are better than you, and they certainly don't want you to feel less, so they're better. You say, you know, can you do this job? Oh, yeah, no problem. I'll do that job. I was, one of my friends, I sent him a note. he donated to our film Bleeding Blue, which opened on the 7th. And we're now in phase two, getting ready to go into another new set of theaters, which, by the way, we're working with KYKN in Oregon to get the film there for a weekend or at some point, and for me to come up and meet the fans like we did before. So I'll be up there. We're going to look at signing posters. You know, I'll do a prelude to the film. I want to get law enforcement involved. I know the law enforcement people in Oregon love me. Come on, guys. Kevin Jackson coming to town. We're working on it. Any other station, if you want us to come, me, to come up and you want to host the film, we will do this with you in conjunction with the station. I'm not doing it without a grassroots organization, you know, and or the sheriff's group with the radio station to promote it. And here's what I'll tell you. When you see this film, you will say it's the best documentary you've ever seen. That's what you're going to say. This film is spectacular. I'm not joking about it at all. So I don't, you know, Oregon, thanks for responding. KYKN, we'll get all the details worked out of that. I'm working with WGUL in Tampa. And so if you are hearing this on the Tampa station, understand I'm working with the station there. And we're going to try to make it happen. If you happen to be a person who's got you're a member of a grassroots organization or something like that, contact us, kjradio.com. Let me know that your group is willing to be part of the sponsorship of it, because that's going to help us tremendously if you're a grassroots organization, because we're going to get you with the right sheriff or the law enforcement officers in the area. We want a big turnout in every one of these areas, and where I can make it, I will make it. My schedule is crazy, but where I can make it, I will do my best to make it. Anyway, I want to go back to what they're afraid of, and these people telling you what's their issue, and how I'm just saying, the left, it doesn't matter what the issue is. These people are nutty, and they want to they have to make you feel little, and so that's why they say to black people, "Oh, you need to help, Kevin." And I go, "I don't need any help." "Yeah, you do, but you do," because they need help. First of all, they need psychiatric help. They look, leftists listening to the program that send me notes, you can be mad at me for telling you the truth about yourself, but you tell me this. If everybody around you must be made to feel little, you have a problem. You have a psychiatric problem. Because I'm going to tell you, I see a child. I don't go, "Oh, I need to help that little child." I go over and go, "Hey, little child, what are you doing?" "Nothing, sir." And I go, "Well, good. You're doing it very well. What's your name?" And here's what I do. I want to find out who they are at their level. "Hey, little boy, what are you doing over there? You know, where are your parents?" "Oh, good. I'm glad they're around you. Good for you. You got any brothers?" "Oh, is that your little brother right there?" You know, I'm going to carry on a conversation in his or her own little world that makes them feel good about who they are. "Well, aren't you a big one? Aren't you a smart one? Aren't you a strong one?" Depending on what they're doing. "Boy, you just have a great personality there, fella. You keep that personality your whole life. Good meeting you." And I walk away. I don't see somebody and go, "Ooh, that little child needs help. He's got no parents. His daddy might be in prison. He's a Democrat. I need to help him." Even though I should. I should assume that of all kids now that I see, all millennials. Wouldn't that be something? All millennials vote Democrat. "You poor millennials, you know, you all need a correction." If I assume that, I believe most millennials are smarter than we give them credit for. And unlike what people believe, "Oh, these millennials are all going to vote Democrat, Kevin, be afraid." I think these millennials are getting out of school, they're getting into the real world, and they're finding out there are no cry closets, there are no safe spaces, there are no trigger words. There are people that go, "Get the job done." But what? You're fired. Or, you know, "You're not getting this," or blah, blah, and they're rude, and they're all this. Because let me tell you, go ahead, coddle them in college. Do whatever you want, because the real world doesn't give a crap. And we think, "Oh, no, Kevin, they're going far too deep into their, you know, adulthood before we win them over." I disagree. I think the minute they get out of college, they get away from their buddies, and they got to go face the real world, within a year or two, they go, this is not what I expected. Because I'm going to tell you something. The world doesn't give you, like a warm-up period. You know, like you're in tennis and they go, hey, let's just volley for a little bit until we're really ready to play the game. You don't get to do that in the real world. Somebody, the minute you get to your job, is mad at you. Or jealous of you. It may be the people that you came in with that came from other schools that go, okay, you're going down. It could be somebody who's been there 15 years that goes, you came in and you're making $15,000 more than I am and you don't even know jack. It happens in every walk of life. It happens in the military. How many people that are NCOs, non-commissioned officers, that are master sergeant, that watch lieutenants come in and go, I wouldn't go to war with this clown if you put money in my pocket. You know what I mean? But they got a yes, sir, and salute them because they got a bar on their collar, and that alone says this master sergeant who's got 20 years in the military has got to salute him and respect him. I mean, it happens everywhere. So that's the real world. The real world goes, whatever. You know, get out of this disciplined area, the military and stuff like that. You get into the real world. Let me tell you, nobody's going to salute you. Nobody's going to care about your rank, where you graduated from, etc., until you prove yourself. I think we win them over faster. And the way we win them over even faster is by telling them we don't have any respect for them until you make up your mind that you are no longer going to take that stupid mentality. I'm not going to have any respect for you. How about that for a way to go about it? Well, I graduated from so-and-so. I don't care. Get over there and get that trash. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
Senator Marco Rubio is asking the Department of Justice to launch an investigation into former Secretary of State John Kerry's private meetings with top Iranian officials. He joined Fox News to talk about why he's asking for this investigation.
What it says in the Logan Act is that there's a U.S. citizen that without the authority of the U.S. government is talking to a foreign government with the intent of influencing the conduct of that government or with the intent to defeat a measure of the U.S. government. The Logan Act makes that illegal. Now, we know for a fact, for example, and that Kerry has said himself, he's talked to the foreign minister of Iran 3 or 4 times.
the number of Americans who applied for unemployment benefits fell to a 49-year low. Initial jobless claims fell by 3,000 to 201,000 in the 7 days that ended September 15th, and that marks the lowest level since November 12th of 1969. You're listening to USA Radio News.
I just can't stop scratching. Struggling to get relief from itching due to your atopic dermatitis, also known as eczema? If so, you may qualify for a clinical study testing an investigational medication for the itch associated with atopic dermatitis. Qualified participants will receive study-related care at no charge. Call 1-844-777-4824, 1-844-777-ITCH, or visit advandastudy.com for more information on how to participate. Sponsored by Vanda Pharmaceuticals.
Get to Kohl's to save on beauty, essentials, and home. Take 20% off all beauty and fragrance during our Love Your Look beauty event. Pick up Nike hoodies for the family starting at $19.99. Save 50% on Carter's for baby. And Sonoma Goods for Life bath towels are only $8.99. Plus, take an extra 20% off when you spend $100 or more. And get Kohl's cash this weekend at Kohl's. Select styles. Offer valid September 20th through 23rd with promo code SAVINGS. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
So when Trump says, we like more methane going into the air, that is highly destructive, very highly destructive. So I think he'll be remembered on the path he's now, I don't know, liar, criminal, fool.
That was Moonbeam Jerry Brown talking about methane being released in the air. What's funny about this is methane gets released in the air every day by the Earth. The Earth releases trillions and trillions of metric tons into the Earth, into the atmosphere by itself. Methane, that's the Bermuda Triangle, is they believe it's a huge pocket of methane that just gets released. And methane is what brings planes down because it doesn't have it makes the characteristic of wind change dramatically. You can't get any lift in your aircraft when methane is released. And so all these planes are crashing in a Bermuda Triangle. And they say it's a huge pocket of methane. It's like oil. The ocean releases more oil I don't know what they say, but it's something like in a 24-hour period, it's not that long, I know that, so I don't want to be too wrong on the record. But then all of the shipwrecks of oil tankers ever, in a month, it's a short amount of time. The ocean leaks oil, and I've seen on these nature shows, and I was like, you got to be kidding me. Why doesn't anybody tell us this? Because the alarmists want you to believe we're ruining the Earth. The Earth does far worse, and I'm not trying to defend man for saying we shouldn't be good stewards of the Earth, but we need to be reasonable about it and understand what the Earth is releasing. Now, I wouldn't go out and say, yeah, they're releasing a lot of methane, so you should release a lot of methane. If we want to limit it, fine. You know, if we consider as a society that's a good thing to do, great. But I'm not going to spend trillions of dollars to do it. I'm not going to change my lifestyle. I'm an animal on this planet, like a cow. That would be like saying to a cow, hey, listen, the ocean releases methane, but you need to watch, you know, your poops in the middle of the field. I'd look at you and go, poof. That's what I would do. I'd look at you and go, yeah, all right, how about that? And for the record, little boys playing pull my finger, you going to penalize them? Let's get over ourselves, acting like we're going to take it down, and then to use it as an insult to a person who, you want to insult the president because you've got your whack science that says Earth is going to die unless we do something about it. Really, Jerry? How about we go back to every time you alarmists told us this? Look at all the money that was spent doing what you ask us to do, and you clowns have to pay us. How about that? Wouldn't you? I don't know how you feel as a taxpayer. I would love to get back every tax dollar every time one of these alarmists come out and go, it's going to be global cooling. It's going to be global warming. No, it's going to be global climate change. All alarmists, check out these hurricane scares. They told us, this hurricane is going to be a killer, another killer. It'll be Katrina. It'll be San Juan. It'll be David. It'll be, you know, Hugo. It'll be all of them all tied together. And now they got people on the Weather Channel acting like the wind is blowing hard and people walking in the background like they're going out for, you know, to pick flowers. It's crazy. How bad is it when you want to fake the news on hurricanes? I mean, it's one thing, I'm going to fake Donald Trump. He's in collusion with the Russians. And Manafort's with him. And all the evidence points to Hillary Clinton, and you say nothing. You know, but all this other stuff. Yeah, it's one thing to fake that because you want to cool the government. I get it. You want to kill us all. You hate conservatives. I understand your need to do this, Democrats, okay? As sick as it is. But when you want to fake weather, anybody remember the famous hockey stick? The temperature's been rising for so-and-so. We got thousands of scientists that we've paid, I mean, that have said that this is the way it is. They paid off all these scientists. They fudged the data. We discovered it, and they still claim that they didn't have it. I mean, that's tantamount to going home, catching your mate in bed with somebody. The person, they get up and you know, from doing what they were doing, and you're going, I can't believe it, Barbara. And Stan, you're my best friend. And they're looking at you going, no, they're not even acknowledging you. They're just putting on their clothes. Stan leaves, gets in his car. Barbara goes and cooks, comes in and says, hey, honey, you're home? And you're going, I know what I saw. And Barbara's like, are you okay? Is something wrong? No. Well, it looks like something's wrong, honey. Do we need to get you to a doctor? And you start questioning yourself. That's what leftism is all about. Not having you believe in reality. Faking it. On the hurricane, here's a clip of a guy. I'm just going to tell you. Even when they figure out nothing is bad, listen to what he says. It's kind of a funny clip.
I'm Mark Savage in Wilmington, North Carolina, and back to our breaking news now. The death toll from the storm formerly called Hurricane Florence has just now risen to 8. Just this hour, we got confirmation that 2 people are dead north of Wilmington, North Carolina. Police say they were caught in flash flooding and fast-moving water. 8 people have now been confirmed dead as a result of this storm and its aftermath, including 1 death in South Carolina after a car hit a tree that had fallen in the road. Let's head to that state right now to check in with CNN's Nick Watt. He's in North Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. And, Nick, we know that's where Florence moved after North Carolina. What's the situation now?
Well, Martin, we are still under a flash flood warning. We're still under a storm surge warning. And we are still under an evacuation order. But so far, North Myrtle Beach has dodged a bullet. The real concern here was that surge, was this ocean. And a couple of hours ago, the water was right where I am here. You can see this debris on the sand. Another 2 feet, and that would have inundated this town. But so far, so good. The water is retreating a little bit. You can see a little bit of beach erosion now. That is also going to be a problem. Up and down this 60-mile stretch of beautiful Carolina coastline, the Grand Strand, and also a little bit further north. Now, you can see a couple of people over there. About 2,000 hardy souls decided to stick it out here in North Myrtle Beach. You know, there's talk of those wild horses up there on the Outer Banks on the island. Apparently they have this instinct that they know how to survive, and I think a few people around here feel that they have a similar instinct, and who knows, maybe they do.
I love even the voice they use. You know, it's always, hey, even though things are not nearly as bad as they seem, I must continue to use this voice. It makes it sound as if things might continue to get worse. You know, things like that. They can't just say, well, I got to tell you, Bill, it was a bit of a bust. Yeah, they can't do that. Yeah, he says, nothing, it wasn't quite as bad. But here's what I love. I'll make some points about it. He says, another 2 feet and the town would have been drenched, you know, would have been inundated with flood water. No kidding. Another 2 feet and it would have, but it was the 2 feet that didn't come, huh? If it had been another foot, what would you say? Another foot and it would have been all bad. If it were 20 inches, another 4 inches and oh boy. They still got to remind you of how bad it could have been. Nobody, no good news. Hey, you know what? Thankfully, it was a bust. Thankfully, it does what most hurricanes do, which is it dissipated. And even though there were deaths, the deaths were caused by flooding. Same thing that happens during, anybody? Storms. You know, 8 people died. Probably most from just being stupid. No, I mean, I'm not trying to make fun of the dead, but, you know, a lot of you were warned about the hurricane. It didn't just pop up, right? It wasn't like an earthquake or a sinkhole. It swallowed them in the middle of the night. They warned you. If you were in your car driving during a hurricane, you do realize it's going to be flooding. You probably shouldn't do it. I'm just saying, some of these deaths are stupid deaths. But these people, it's all bad. And then I love, he doesn't have anything to report. There's no bad news. So he says, well, look down this stretch of beach. There's a bit of beach erosion, and it's going to go for 60 miles. Hey, another point of order here, folks. That's what happens during hurricanes. What happens during storms. It doesn't even have to be a hurricane. It can just be a storm. You get beach erosion. But, hey, here's something kind of interesting for you. In case you're not aware of this, that's how the ocean was built. See, it takes all these rocks, it rubs them together, it beats them up, and during high tide, it deposits more sand on the beach, and then low tide, it'll just kind of flatten it out, and eventually, the beach will come back. Because if nature creates something that will erode the beach, it creates something that will put that the erosion back on the beach. You hear what I'm saying? It'll put the product of the erosion back on the beach. And it does it everywhere. It's funny. You know, how many hurricanes have we had since the beginning of time? And we still have beaches. I know. Shocking for the left because they can't use simple logic. They don't have anything to report. So he says to us, hey, guys, there could still be some beach erosion. Come on, folks. Wow. This is what amazes me about the left. They won't just let things, you know, there's nothing positive about it. I mean, this is a good news report that they're still reporting in a fake news format because they're so used to doing it. They don't even know how to do the news anymore in a format that isn't
fake. This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the Internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Mattis Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Folks, this is very important information. What's to be said about CBD? AncientLifeOil.com. Our CBD is made from hemp and has 0.003 THC, which means this wonderful product won't get you high. No matter what amount you take, what does CBD do for the body? My hands are tied. But you can Google CBD benefits and be astounded. When you're finished reading, you'll want to log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. And purchase. Life is good when you feel good. People are tired of pain. People are asking for non-GMO organic products to help them with, you fill in the blank. Legal in 49 states, and again, our CBD is made from hemp. Ancient Life Oil is about helping people, one by one by one. If you wonder how good the product is, the CEO takes it every day without miss. AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Have a great day.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-318-1251. That's 800-318-1251. 800-318-1251.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business, so make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Welcome back, everybody. The National Federation of Independent Business is out with its latest confidence report, and Kate Rogers is here. She has the details. Kate, good morning.
Hi, Becky. Good morning, and this is a really big one for the group. The NFIB is out with its monthly read on optimism, showing a new all-time high for the month of August of 108.8. This is nearly a one-point increase from last month. This also breaks the previous record of 108 set back in 1983. If you take a look at this chart, this is optimism for the full year. It's holding well above the index's historical average of 98. The biggest gains this month contributing to the jump were plans to increase inventories, plans to make capital outlays, and plans to increase employment. Now, to the downside, the biggest drops were in those who expect higher real sales, expected credit conditions, and those who expect the economy to improve. Labor quality, again, remains a stubborn issue for small business. In the number one spot this month, as respondents, single biggest issue, followed by taxes and government red tape and regulations. So I talked to the group's chief economist Bill Dunkelberg yesterday and asked if and when the labor quality issue might impact optimism. And he says owners tell us that they're very optimistic about the future and they're just trying to hire. If you try and you don't succeed, you don't become depressed because your demand is so strong. We've got people reporting profit gains at a record high rate, and small business owners are happy and would love to do more, but they don't seem to be losing sleep over that because this continues to be a top issue. It's been in that spot for over 6 months now, so you have to wonder if and when it'll take optimism a leg down, but it doesn't seem to be slowing down anytime soon.
Okay, one thing that surprised me, they expect real sales to decline overall?
That was a one-point drop this month. So, I mean, sales continue to increase, and they've been fairly strong, and the economy is strong. Consumer confidence is there, but that was just one of the measures that fell slightly this month. One other thing of interest to me, though, is that trade hasn't impacted this either, and they've admitted they do have a less trade-intensive, you know, group that's responding to this, but they don't seem to be too concerned. I think they're kind of waiting to see how things all shake out.
Yeah, and this is a very good feel of what they're seeing on the front lines.
Yes, certainly.
All right, Kate, thanks so much.
Thank you.
There you have it. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson is who you're talking to. I can tell you all the good news, but you need to hear it from somebody else. 108, the optimism record of 1983, has been broken. There you go. Who do you credit for that? Was the optimism record broken during the time of Obama? I mean, he has all these things that he wants to report. He's got his legacy. It cannot be Donald Trump's stuff. So if there was an optimism record that's been broken, why didn't it get broken during the era of baby black Jesus? Come on now. Hallelujah. I'm preaching to you right now. KJRadio.com is where you can find out more about me and the team. 844-551-8255. Plans to increase inventories. Plans for capital outlays. In case you missed those little snippets during the snippet. Those bits of information. Plans to increase inventories means they're expecting more product sales. They're expecting more demand. Plans to increase capital outlays mean that people are investing in more equipment to make more products, to deliver more services, and so on and so forth. That is the sign of a booming economy. Not the lies that you were told for 8 years during the era of zero. They're trying to hire. Do you understand what that means? You now have job mobility. People are looking for studs. They're going, we need people. Can you come do this job? And the other thing, other people are moving around. Job mobility is where you earn your money. Everybody know, you stay with a job, they bring you in at X amount, then they go, okay, this is it. Blinkty, 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 blinkty. And you get these incremental raises. If you want a 25% raise, you say, Ted, it's been real, baby. It's been real. I love you. You know I love you, man. But, hey, my boy over here at Company B, he wants me, you know, he needs me over there. Well, Kev, maybe we could have you stick around. What did they offer you? I got a 25% raise. Ooh, Kev, I mean, come on, man. That would be a lot. It would ruffle some feathers. No, Ted, I don't want to put you on the spot. Nice knowing you, brother. I'm out. That's how you get money. And then you go over there and you rock it. Because now, you know what happens when you change your job? You find out that things don't always work the way you thought they worked. You find out that this company has some pretty good ideas around this. But you also go, my company had some pretty good ideas around this. And then you take their good ideas and you put it into your experience bucket. And you take your good ideas and you bring it there. And the productivity of that company goes up. And you guess what happens? You actually get promoted over there because somebody's retiring or whatever. Who knows? That's how it works. That's how you gain experience. This optimism record isn't just about, hey, Donald Trump is a good guy and we like him. It's an optimism record because it's legit. And the ripple effect of it, you aren't even going to know about until the elections. The Democrats can talk all they want. Job mobility, people being excited about the job that they have, excited about the opportunities for new jobs. They just said record profit gains. And this is translating into money going into the treasury and on and on and on. Optimism, folks. And this is small business optimism. Small business is 80%, I don't know, it's a big number. It's, I don't want to give you a specific number, but it's a huge amount of the business in America. We often talk about the GMs and the, you know, the all the automakers and the big Boeings of the world and things like this. Those aren't the companies that you measure by. You measure, I mean, it's a, they can certainly be indicators, no question. The ones you want to really look at are these little companies. These guys that are supplying parts to all of them. All these support, these they call them these ancillary businesses that are going, supporting these big businesses. That's why I love big business. People always look at, well, you know, so what? GM's going to move their factory of, you know, 25,000 people away. And you go, we'll lose 25,000 jobs. No, you won't. You'll lose 125,000 jobs. It's being supported by small business. But in many cases, these little businesses, they start out as think tanks. I worked for a little business. We were a computer manufacturer. And we sold locally, branded a computer, put it into all the schools. We fought against Dell and Compaq, and we were beating them. And you know how we beat them? We beat them on service because we were Johnny on the spot. Yeah, our units were in the same range of cost, but we had a development team that looked at, you know, educational products that went on there. How do we optimize? How do we speed them up? How do we make it easier for the teachers? We were so selective. Here are these big guys, Compaq and Dell, HP, and many others. Eventually, HP bought Compaq and on, but it doesn't matter. And here was this little guy in Texas that was catering to the academic arena, going and meeting with educators and saying, what do you need? What would you like to see? How would you like to see this? Let me see how you run your classroom. And we became very specific to them. So when a bid would come out, the bid would be, we needed to have this software. It needs to be the ease of use and all these different things. And the bids were practically written for us. Dell and HP and all these guys were like, look, we sell computers. We don't want to. They call it putting a load, and we had other terminology for it, but essentially we would take a hard disk that was wired for your school. We'd say, what do the fifth graders need? Well, we need 5,000 computers that have this software package on it. Okay, great. We'll do it. Boom. Now we're into service. Because see, anybody can sell you a computer. There's lots of computers out there. Who's going to do it? Who's going to come meet with you and go, let me walk through your process. Let's see how you're doing. Can you imagine in your business how inefficient you are on your computer with the files that you keep and what's going where and where do you find it? And, you know, you're jumping around and screen to screen and somebody comes along and says, I'm going to watch you for a month, see what you do. And I'm going to optimize how your work is performed. I'm going to clean up your filing system, and things will automatically go into places. That's what Microsoft tries to do. When you say, I want to save a picture, it puts everything in pictures, but you may want it on your desktop. Some pictures you want on your desktop because you want to get to them quickly. Things like that. Or you want it in documents. Imagine somebody customizing your life and the way you do things. That's innovation. And what Donald Trump has allowed companies to do is to become innovative again, to start thinking about what does the world really need. And that's why you're seeing this optimism report beat the 45-year history of one of the 108, go to 108.8, almost 109, and it's been rising steadily. And here's what I'm going to tell you. The optimism in this country will continue to rise. It's going to go up beyond the 108. And then, what's it going to translate to in the elections? Your optimism.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
And now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.